Chapter 7, April Fool's Day.
Who is
Holiday?
It's a mystery. Broken into a jigsaw puzzle, wrapped in a conundrum, hidden in a Chinese box. Clues were left at the murder scene. These objects, easily obtainable at any five and dime store, were selected to represent the dates of the killings.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. Holidays, like today, April Fool's Day.
A riddle.
A killer.
Question, why does Holiday always use the same type of weapon? Answer, he gets them wholesale. Or, let's get more practical. These 22 pistols are lightweight, easy on the hand, perfect for a woman. A Catwoman. With the break-in last June, she had access to Mr. Falcone's safe. And therefore, the names of everyone in the Roman Empire. Add that to the $1 million bounty Mr. Falcone subsequently put on her head. Suddenly the best defense is a good offense.
Maroni. From the outset, the killings have always favored Sal the Boss Maroni, the Romans' chief rival in Gotham City. He weakens the Falcone family, growing bolder with each murder. Who else on New Year's Eve would shoot Falcone's own son in the back?
Question, why does the killer shoot Alberto Falcone anyway? Answer, because he can. Owning that Alberto wasn't in the family business. Raising the issue, are all these killings somehow personal?
Carla Vitti, Mr. Falcone's sister. Her son, Johnny Vitti, was supposed to testify against Mr. Falcone to the grand jury. It's no secret how the Roman tried to get a hired knife slid between his nephew's ribs. Did Carla Vitti do the unthinkable? Did the mother kill her only son just to hide her identity? Now her own guilt masks her rage. She is free to attack anyone since no one will suspect her. She was there on New Year's Eve. Who else could have approached Alberto without him reacting? At this point, it is little more than a son for a son. Moments later, she runs back to the scene, covering her tracks.
If I may, sir, in all your theorizing, there is one person you have overlooked entirely.
Julian Day. But according to Arkham Asylum's records, which could be altered, I suppose, the calendar man remains in their custody.
It was not him to whom I was referring. I might only point out that in one's quest for justice, I have seen someone even as sane as yourself behave in the most surprising ways.
Two shots to the head. You asked me it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I'm for letting them walk. We put word on the street that they cut a deal and see how the Roman reacts.
Harper. Your hair's all wet.
It's been snowing.
Captain Gordon told me how he showed up late on New Year's Eve. On Christmas, he could have followed the Joker from his home and killed Milos, the Roman's bodyguard. He left Wayne Manor on Valentine's Day, with plenty of time to confront Maroni's men at the restaurant.
What will you do now, sir?
Pray I'm wrong. Harvey Dent.
Bruce Wayne.
You're sure you want to go ahead with this?
Arresting one of Gotham's most prominent citizens? No. But if Bruce Wayne is helping the Roman's Empire, he deserves everything that's coming to him.
Mr. Enigma, I was told there was no riddle you could not solve. And yet you've only put together one guess after another, each one with no more certainty than the next. If your life depended on it, and it does, tell me, who is Holiday?
Carmine Falcone?
Me.
You?
Sophia, take Mr. Enigma out to the side exit.
Yes, Papa.
And Sophia, come right back.
Yes, Papa.
Ah! You! Holiday? Wait! Huh? When does a killer not kill?
Chapter 7, April's Fool's Day. Starring Omri Rose as Batman, Chris Groundsell as the Riddler, Drew Kalen as the Roman Carmine Falcone, Tyree Peterside as Sophia, Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon, Ray Bullock Jr. as Harvey Dent, Stephen Chesterton as Alfred. Written by Jeff Loeb, adapted and edited by Carl Dutton. Music by Declan Gilgallon. Scyther Podcast Audio Dramas is a member of RivalCastMedia.com. Batman and all characters therein are copyright of DC Entertainment. This is a fan production with no